Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Let's get ready for the Word of God today. Thank you, wonderful worship team. You guys are the best. We are in for a great day. Hey, now, just so you know, if you want more, everyone say more. You know, you don't remember the movie? Some of you got no idea what I'm about to talk about because you're too young. But there was a movie way back in the day where, excuse me, may I have more? And I want more. And if you want more worship today, if you want to enter into God's presence more today, I want to encourage you at 5 o'clock this afternoon at our East location, we're going to have a worship service in the car park, but in the lower level, not the top deck. We were going to go top deck, but the weather's not suitable. So we'll be worshiping in the lower deck of the car park. If you're watching online, you're like, I haven't been able to go to church today. I want to go to church today. Make sure you go to East. Got to jump online. Get yourself registered. It's going to be a great time. And everybody said together, amen. What a year it has been. Is it just me or is everybody like, I can't believe it. It has been the craziest year of all. We've been pastoring here now 22 years, and I promise you there's never been a year like this year. Some of you are 22 years old, and you're like, there has never been a year like this year. There has never been a year like this for individuals, for couples, for families, for businesses, for the church. Never been a year, not in our lifetime anyway. But you know what? At the end of the day, we've got to the end of the year and we are still here, praise the Lord. We are still here. On February 15th, we opened our brand new East location. On March 1, we launched our new Melbourne City location. On the second week of March, Pastor Danny Major, Pastor Bundit Nep, and myself went to Cambodia. We started sowing the seed for Enjoy Church Cambodia, and then came middle of March. We got back to Australia. Middle of March came. The last time I stood here actually speaking to people, praise God, you're way more interactive than the chairs, I promise you. Even with your masks on, the chairs, I've got to tell you, I'm sick of chairs. I want people. Let's remove all the chairs and just have people sitting on the floor or standing there. As in, but so March 15th was the last time I actually spoke to people. And then we know what happened. This little thing called COVID-19. What a mess it has caused all over the world. As a result, borders closed, services shut down, and our facilities have largely remained empty up until the last few weeks. We've had no services in Melbourne since March 15. Now, I know that this story is not unique to me. It's not unique to us. The truth is we have all felt, tell me if it's true, if it's not true, I think to some degree or other we have all felt and experienced loss pertaining to COVID-19. To some degree or other, I'm sure we've all felt or experienced some loss. The realities and the restrictions of COVID have had no favorites and showed no bias as it has caused so much of the world to close down over this year. But how many of you know the scripture is clear that those who trust in the Lord, I say, but those who trust in the Lord will never be put to shame. And so, yes, we've all experienced things, we've all experienced stuff, but those who trust in the Lord will never, never experience shame, be put to shame. So while our feelings and our experiences have certainly been real, no doubt about it, we have all gone through this together, so has the goodness and the mercies of God that follow us all the days of our life in Christ Jesus, praise God. So if you're feeling a little ripped, if you come to church today, and let's just be real, we're in church, we may as well be real. If you're feeling a little ripped, if you're feeling a little duped, if you're feeling like this year has had you by the tail, let me remind you today, afresh again today, that you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not below. And the promises of God are yes and amen to those that are in Christ Jesus, regardless of COVID. COVID or no COVID, the promises of God are still yes and amen to all of us that are in Christ Jesus. Now, in Job chapter 14, from verse 7, it says, if a tree is cut down, there is hope that it will sprout again and grow new branches. And everybody said, we're going to read that verse again. If a tree is cut down, there is hope, praise God. There is hope that it will sprout again and grow new branches. That is the word of the Lord right there for someone. If you're feeling a little cut down, if you're feeling a little ripped off, if you're feeling a little duped, if a tree is cut down, there is hope that it will sprout again and grow new branches. Though its roots have grown old. Anybody feeling a little older? I know my shoulder is. It's like, if though its roots have grown old in the earth and its stump decays, anyone feeling a little stumpy today? You know what I'm saying? A little like, what the heck happened this year? At the scent of water, listen to this, at the scent of water, it may bud and sprout again like a new seedling, praise God. At the scent of water, it may bud and sprout again like a new seedling, cut down. I'm sure many of us in this room today feel like we've been cut down. I'm sure many of us that are watching online, in the watch parties, in the friendship groups, in the other locations, wherever you may be today, I'm sure many of you are feeling cut down. Our plans have been cut down. I don't know about you, I was not planning for a year like this. How many of you remember Summit? Oh my Lord, I'm standing on top of the world. I'm on top of the world looking down on create. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I'm up on top of the world. And next minute I'm free falling. I'm free falling. It's like, ah. It's like, what happened? What happened? It's like, what out of nowhere? If you had said to me at Summit, you're not going to believe what's going to happen. I would have said, you're on medication. You know what I'm saying? It's like, our plans have been cut down. Our dreams have been cut down. Our immediate futures, opportunities, and successes, to some degree or other throughout this year, have been cut down. For so many of us, to some degree or other, it feels like our legs have been cut out from underneath us. Now, is it just me or is anyone else feeling a little like this to some degree or other? I'm sure there'd be brothers and sisters all over in Joy Church and all over the greater church that are feeling to some degree or other, this has been their reality. Friends, can I encourage you, if this is how you're feeling, can I encourage you today, don't deny it. Don't deny it. So often we, you know, as Christians, and I understand the walk of faith, but that doesn't mean you need to deny what is really happening in your life. So often we just want to deny. Deny, deny, deny. You know, you've heard me say it before. Denial is not a river in Egypt. Moving right along. You can deny it, but it's not going to change it. So you may as well just realize it for what it is, own it, because if you don't own it, you can never move past it. But if you own it, you can take hold of it and conquer it in Jesus' name and begin to move forward. Now, the power. Everyone say the power. The power. Let me remind you today that the same power that raised Christ from the dead, the same power that caused the tree to come to life in the beginning, according to Scripture, is within us. Everyone say the power. Say it's within us. It's like the power in the seed is what caused the tree to come alive. But now the tree has been cut down. But how many of you know the stump is still in the ground and the power is still in the stump? All right? So we've got to get this in the spirit. I want to encourage you today because for some of you, today's the day of breakthrough. So for some of you, these feelings are very real that you've been fighting all year long. I want to encourage you, it's not wrong to have the feelings, but you've got to go back to the Word of God, as Jake has rightfully said today, and put the Word of God before us that we might rise again and step into everything that God has got for us. The power was in the seed in the beginning to bring the tree to life. And now the same power is within the stump to bring the tree to life again. All right, the same power is there. Same power that raised Christ from the dead. It dwells within us. Now, the key, as the Scripture clearly indicates here, is water. Everyone say, water. Water. All right, as all Americans would say, water. We're not American. God bless America. We say, water. Water. It's like, the key to the life is in the water. That's what the Scripture says. It's in the water. It's at the scent of water that the tree has the potential to go again, to stretch again, to dance again, and to live again. In John chapter 4, verse 10, it says, Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who I am, you would ask me and I would give you living water." Living water. Some of you are looking at the tree that's been cut down, the stumpy, the stumpy person. And it's like, how can this ever come back to life? The key is the water. The key is the water. I'm not talking about the bottle of water that's beside you. I'm talking about the living water of God, the presence of God, the power of God, the person of God. The key is the water. Church, never underestimate the power of living water in your life. Yes, it can literally cause the tree to live again. It can cause dreams to be resurrected. It can cause axe heads to float. It can cause dry bones to live, to breathe, and to dance again in Jesus' name. When living water flows into the driest of wastelands, that which is dead comes back to life. And in the same way, when living water flows into the driest of hearts, that which is dead comes back to life. In John chapter 7 from verse 37, it says, on the last day, the climax of the festival, obviously talking about Enjoy Summit right here, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, if you are thirsty, come to me. If you believe in me, come and drink. For the scriptures declare that rivers of living water will flow out from within. Out from within. Livers and rivers, praise God. Praise God. Rivers of living water are going to flow out from within. Friends, I want to encourage you, God doesn't just want to fill you with water. He wants living water to begin to flow from you in Jesus' name. He wants it to begin to come from you. If you are thirsty, come to me. Then we're going to have water coming from within. When he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet entered into his glory. Friends, if you've heard me say it once, you've heard me say it a million times. My heart is my responsibility and your heart is your responsibility. I am not responsible for the well-being in the sense of the flood of living water in your life. That is you. You've got to go to the well and you've got to draw the living water. You've got to go to the river and you've got to draw the living water. You've got to go position yourself in the presence of God and draw and draw and drink and receive that you might perceive what it is that God is doing. So if you're out there today and you're feeling as though your legs have been cut off, as though your dreams have been cut down, I want to encourage you to stir yourself up and prepare yourself to go again. Go again. Everyone say go again. And you might say, well, how many times in a lifetime does a brother or sister have to go again? Well, it depends. How many times does a brother or sister fall over? How many times does a brother or sister go through stuff? What does the Bible say? A righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets up again. I don't think that the issue is the 7. I think it's a fact of life. That in life, we are going to do life and we're going to do it well. We're going to run our race, but in running our race, we're going to fall over. But when we fall over, we've got a choice. We can either lay there and be out for the count, or we can rise up in faith and go again. Though a righteous man falls 7 times, he rises and he goes again. Everyone say again. He goes again. I want to encourage you to dream and dream again. Dream and dream again. It's been a hard year. Many of your dreams have just shriveled up. But I want to encourage you to dream and dream again. I want to encourage you to dream of growth and increase and multiplication. I want you to see it in the Spirit. Because if you can perceive in the Spirit what God is doing, you can lay hold of it in the natural. A lot of people have trying to lay hold of things in the natural that they've not seen in the Spirit. But if you can see it in the Spirit, you can step it out and lay hold of it. And everybody said together, amen. I want to encourage you to see it across your life. See it across your family. See it within the church. I want to encourage you to see an enlargement, an expansion coming to all, to everything that you put your hand to. Begin to see it in the Spirit as God would start doing it. See it within your families, your businesses, your ministries, and everything that is near and dear to you. In Psalm chapter 42, excuse me, praise God, here we go. We're in preach mode again, aren't we? In Psalm 42, verse 11, it says, why am I discouraged? Why so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again. Again, I used to praise him, but it's been a tough year. I used to praise him, but I lost my way. I used to run to the presence of God, run to the house of the Lord. But somewhere along the way, for whatever reason, it hasn't been my reality, but I'm going to make a decision today. I'm going to praise him again. I'm going to put my hope in God again. I'm going to praise him again. I'm going to go again because I know exactly where my help comes from. In Job chapter 14 from verse 9, it says, at the scent of water, it may bud and sprout again like a new seedling. Everyone say bud and sprout. Button sprout. I don't like Brussels sprouts. I've had a number of trips to the hospital, as you know, over the last couple of months for different reasons. And they always ask, are you allergic to something, anything? And I always say, Brussels sprouts. And the nurses always go, really? And I'm like, absolutely. I said, I promise you, you give me a Brussels sprout, I'm going to turn green. I'm going to vomit everywhere. And I was like, if you ask my mum, she'd agree with that. I don't like Brussels sprouts. They're from the devil. I call them the devil's marbles. All right, moving right along. At the scent of water, it may bud and sprout again like a new seedling. Everyone say new seedling. Everyone say new seedling. Everyone out there on your couch, wherever you are, say new seedling. All right, I heard you. Praise God. All right. Like a new seedling. It's not like the old seedling. It's like a new seedling. It's not like an old one. It's like a new one. One of the greatest challenges humanity has is to step into the new, because we're stuck in the old. We remember the old. We've got feelings connected to the old. We've got association to the old. But God says, no, I want to do a new thing. God says, I want to do something new in you. I want to do something new in your life. There's a new seed. It's a new time. So what's the answer? It's living water. So we need to run to the water. Friends, I want to encourage you, never get tired of going to the water. Run to the water. Make it your, it's like above everything else in life. I need to run to the water. We need to jump into the water. Just abandonment of, oh, everyone, who cares what people think? I need to run to the water. I need to jump into the water. We need to drink the living water, that living waters might begin to flow into us and flow from us again. Because it's at the scent of living water that it may bud and sprout again, like a new seedling, like a new seedling. You're not going to see me as we start coming out, standing on the banks of the river. No. As in, we're river dwellers. We're meant to be in the river. We're meant to be drinking living water. We're meant to be partaking of the life of God. We're meant to enjoy His presence, enjoy the presence of God and worship. And in atmospheres just like this, wherever you find yourself today, we're meant to lean in. I'm not gonna be standing on the side. I'm gonna be diving in, boots and all. But here's a thought. When we go here and it begins to bud and sprout again, I wanna say to you, it's not going to be like it was before. All right. It's not going to be like it was before. If you're watching online and you're in one of those groups, wherever you may be, if you're in another location, it's not going to be like it was before. Don't expect it to be the same as it was, because it's not going to be the same. It's not meant to be the same. It won't be the same as it was before, because just as the first time around, God had a plan, God had a purpose in the budding and in the sprouting. Friends, I want to say to you today, it's like it's a brand new seedling. That's what the scripture says. Yes, it's been cut down and something's been removed. And yes, we've suffered loss. But you know what? At the scent of water, we come back into the presence of God and it's begin to sprouting again like a brand new seedling. Not like the old one, like a brand new one. Show me one tree that looks identical to another. Any one tree. I don't know if you've ever seen two trees that look identical. You're not going to find two trees that look identical because the seed isn't identical. It doesn't work like that. Friends, I want to encourage you, you won't see two trees that look identical because the seed isn't identical. Seed is unique, therefore the tree is going to be unique, therefore the fruit is going to be unique. It's unique to you, it's unique in God. And so it is that as you put your hope in Him again and put your trust in Him again and go again, what God is wanting to bring into your life is a newness from heaven. It's a newness in God. I want to encourage you, expect the new. Prepare your hearts for the new. Go and partake of living water and get ready for the new thing that God is wanting to do in you. In Isaiah chapter 43 from verse 19, it says, behold. Everyone say, behold. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Why do you think, just out of curiosity, why do you think that God prunes us? Sometimes we put all the pruning down to the devil. All loss comes from the devil. It's not true. The Bible tells me, I don't know what the Bible tells you, the Bible tells me that God Himself is going to prune me. He's going to prune me because He loves me. He's going to cut some things off me that are not good for me. He's going to cut areas of my life away from me. He's going to cut some things out that aren't going to bring about the right sort of fruit. Friends, I want to encourage you today. God prunes you, God prunes me, God prunes us because He wants a new and a greater thing to begin to bud and sprout forth. He's got a greater purpose in mind. He's got a greater plan in mind. God, this is why God does it. He doesn't prune us. He doesn't cut things away that we might suffer loss, but rather that we might be even more fruitful and bear fruit that would remain. That's what John chapter 10 tells us, that we might enjoy the place of multiplication. God wants you to multiply. God wants you to be more fruitful. And not only be fruitful, but bear fruit that will remain. Everyone say remain. Right. God wants you to remain in him and he will remain in you. He wants you to bear fruit and more fruit, and that your fruit should remain. All right. But how often do we see, and you know what I'm about to say is true, how often do we see that when people get pruned, cut back, feel a sense of loss, rather than just allowing that which needed to be removed or taken away, that at the scent of water, God's newness, fruitfulness, and multiplication might come. But how often do we see that people in the process uproot themselves, completely negating the work of God in their lives? I got to tell you, as a pastor, it kills me because I know this is what happens. People uproot themselves because something gets cut away. And then they go, because here's the thing. So they go and they try and plant themselves somewhere else, thinking, well, I'll go over here and it's all going to be okay here. But what happens is they get here and that which was growing there does grow back, because the work isn't complete. It's at the scent of water that the newness comes. But when we try and negate and we try and remove and we try and do it in our own strength, how many of you know it never works out? It just doesn't work out. But at the scent of water, at the scent of water, friends, I want to encourage you, it's at the scent of water that it's all going to come again. Friends, I'm believing. I'm absolutely believing. Where am I? I got no idea. Here's where I am. I'm back here. Praise God. I found myself. All right. Where were you in COVID? I don't know, but I found myself on the platform at the end. Friend, I want to say this. The issue isn't in the realm of the stump. All right, so when it comes to being pruned, and I say we uproot ourselves, but the issue isn't in the realm of the stump. The issue isn't in the realm of the roots. The issue isn't in the realm of the soil. The issue is in the realm of the branches and the fruit. That's why the Lord comes and prunes that away, that we might then seek him, be found in his presence, enjoy living water, have living water come, and like a brand new seedling, we begin to sprout and bud again. That's where I'm at. Oh, praise God. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to sprout. I'm ready to bud. Yeah, I feel like I've lost some things this year, but I'm not stepping out of what God is wanting to do in my life. I want to encourage you, don't step out of what God's wanting to do in your life, but allow the whole process to take place. We can try, but it doesn't work. We've got to go back to God. It's all found in God. So yes, you may have felt and experienced loss. Parts of your life may have been cut short or cut down, but at the scent of water, I promise you, it will grow back again. It will grow back again, but like a new seedling, one that you've never seen before. That's what I'm really excited about in this season. What is God going to do in us? What is God going to do in you? As we lean back into the... And it's like, come on, Lord, I feel like splashing myself. I feel like laying in the river and splashing it over me. And it's like, Lord, what are you going to do in us? What is the new that you're wanting to do in lives? What is the new that you're looking to do in individuals? What is the new you're looking to do in families? What is the new you're looking to do in the ministry? What is the new you're looking to do in the church? What is the new you're looking to do in locations? What is the new, Lord? What is the new? This is what I want to speak over you right here, right now. I am believing for greater substance. Some of you are feeling like you've been cut, you've lost. Yeah, I get it, me too. But I believe this with all my heart, that as a new grows back, like a new seedling, there's going to be a new weight to you. There's going to be a new substance to you. It's not just going to grow back as it was, but there's a new thing in God coming. That's why God removes the old, because no. There is greater for you in Jesus' name. We've got to get you to a place where you can see the greater substance, greater weight. I'm believing for a new shape. I think COVID gave me a new shape, but I'm trying to lose it. COVID pounds, whatever, COVID kilos. But we're getting them off in Jesus' name. We've got to get rid of them. I'm believing for a new shape. A new shape. You're coming out different in Jesus' name. You're going to look different. People will see it. Not only will you see it, but people will see it. New shape with stronger branches, with a further reach. Further reach, stronger branches with a further reach, with greater coverage. They're going to bring shade to more people, going to bring blessing to more people with greater fruitfulness in Jesus' name. Greater fruitfulness in Jesus' name. And so, yeah, there's a sense of loss to the old, but I've got to tell you, there's a greater expectation for the new. I am so like this. This is our time. It's like, this is our time. We've had nearly 9 months without services, but I promise you there's so much about Enjoy Church that is actually stronger now than it's ever been, because it's not actually about services, but it's about being a people of God called by His name that will pursue Him in the good times and in the bad times, pursue Him in pre-COVID, COVID, post-COVID. It's like COVID doesn't change a thing, but God changes everything. So if you're feeling like you've been cut and you're feeling like you've experienced loss, I want to pray for you right now. I want to pray that that sense of loss would be bound in Jesus' name. You're not meant to walk with that spirit of loss upon you, spirit of grief upon you. I want to pray for you today that there would be an expectation come, that you would in the spirit, you would smell the water, you smell the rains. I don't know about you, I love in the summertime when the storms blow in from the north and you can smell the, you got the north wind coming up, then the south winds come up and it's like this clash and you can smell the rain. You can smell it, it's like the scent of water. I love that smell because I know that it's about to pour. It's about to pour. I reckon in the Holy Ghost, it's about to pour. I reckon in the Holy Spirit, it's about to pour. I reckon there's fresh rains coming that are going to bring refreshing, refreshing, refreshing. At the scent of water, who knows that it may sprout and bud again. Stronger branches, reaching further than ever before, with more coverage and more fruitfulness. Not just fruitfulness, but fruit that's going to last in Jesus' name. Why don't you just prepare your hearts? I'm just going to pray blessing over you now. If you're watching online today, I want to pray blessing over you as well. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, I pray with all my heart for those that are in this room today and those that are watching online today. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the deep works that you do in us, often unexpected and often unwanted, if we can be real. But Lord, in the midst of these times, Lord God, we seek out your face. In the midst of these times, we search for your face. In the midst of these times, Lord God, we know where our help comes from. It comes from God and God alone. We understand, Lord God, from the scripture is clear. Lord, the scripture is clear that you want to do a great and mighty work in us. Lord, I pray, Lord God, Lord, that we would not run from your pruning. We would not run, Lord God, Lord, from those places in our life where we do experience and we do feel the loss. But Lord God, we would just, Lord, acknowledge, Lord God, those feelings. Lord, and in the acknowledgement of those feelings, I pray, Lord, that we would run to your presence, that we would run to the river of living water, and we would drink and we would drink and we would drink. For Lord, surely we are thirsty and surely we are hungry, Lord God. And Lord, there's many places we can go to satisfy thirst and satisfy hunger, but there's only one place we can get living water, Lord God. There's only one place, Lord God, where we can feed, Lord God, on that which is going to bring life and life to the full. So today I ask and I pray, Lord God, Lord, I bind, Lord God, that spirit of loss that would sit upon, Lord God, my brothers and sisters in the life of Enjoy and those that are watching in, Lord God. We bind that spirit, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And we release, Lord God, Lord, a faith and an expectation into the hearts of every man and every woman concerning their future. For surely their future is greater in you than it could ever be apart from you. And Lord, even though we may look back in the rear vision mirror and have fond memories of what has gone by, Lord, we look forward through the windscreen, Lord God of life, and Lord, it's with great expectation we drive into our future. So Lord, we give you praise this day, we give you honor, and Lord, with great expectation we are believing for a new seedling, Lord God, to spring forth. We believe, Lord God, for a new sprout, for a new budding, Lord God. We believe, Lord God, for branches to grow. We believe that they'll be stronger and weightier than ever. We believe they'll stretch further than ever. We believe for coverage, Lord God, and fruitfulness like we've never experienced before. So for every brother and every sister, I pray and I ask for it now in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said together, amen and amen. Come on, let's give God praise if you believe it.